Good morning. I love to hear the scriptures read and for you to read it in Chinese and for us to follow along in English as well.
我很高兴听见你们在这里念圣经，一些人你们在用中文念，而且有些人也用英文念。
I trust that you've had a good Christmas and New Year's.
我相信你们有一个很好的这个圣诞节和新年。
Because my family has many other family members around, we weren't able to celebrate Christmas or New Year's until yesterday.
因为我们家里面这里有很多的人从外面来的时候，我们一直到这个庆祝新年的前几天才来庆祝。
My grandkids had a very tough time because they saw all these gifts but had to wait until January the 9th to open them.
我那些孙子们看看那些所有在圣诞树下的礼物那么多，一直要等到1月9号才能开。
Yesterday, as we were celebrating together, and I mentioned to them that I was going to be here sharing with you again today, they wanted me to greet you. They remember their time here very warmly.
昨天我跟他讲说，跟这些孙子跟这些家人说，我第二天就是今天会到我们这里来分享神的话语。他们都叫我们说，因为他上次来了，全家在坐在那里，他要全家人都向你们问好。
During Christmas and New Year, my wife Martha and I spent some time in Southern California at the Rose Parade and the Rose Bowl game.
因为在这个圣诞节和新年的时候，我跟我的太太还有家人都是到那个玫瑰这个车的这个游行，跟这个看这个玫瑰这个车的这个比赛，足球比赛。
They had special weather for us, 78 degrees every day.
哈，你相信那边气候有多少度吗？太好了。78度
But it's always good to be home.
但是再好的天气还是最好的是回到家里面来。
You know, the beginning of a new year is not necessarily to evaluate all the things of the past, but to look ahead to the future.
在这个过新年的一年之际，这个不是叫我们去往回头看，是要一年之际在于我们的新年的头几天。
We all make certain kinds of promises to ourselves. We're going to do this or do this or not do this or do that.
我们常常有很多人说，在新年的时候，我们跟自己一个许个愿，说哦，我们要做这个做那个做这个，而不要做这个不要做的，今年一定不能再做了。
Over the last five or six days, I've been asking myself the question, what can we do better?
过去几天一直我一个问题就是说，我们能够做什么东西可以今年做得更好呢？
The new year is just about seven or eight days. What is this, the 10th? About 10 days into the new year. How are you doing as you look to doing something better in this new year?
新年现在才过了十天，今天是1月10号。那你有没有觉得你能够今年能够做什么，做一些事情比去年更好呢？
I've been asking myself that question again and again. What am I going to do better this year?
我自己一再问我自己，我今年能够比去年做些什么事情能够比去年做得更好。
It's been a time of self-examination or a good exercise to do.
这是对我们是一个很好一个自省的时间，自己审查自己，也是我们自己要来训练操练自己。
Some things that I jotted down that are of concern for me to do better this year would be reflected in this way.
那我一直在想呢，就写下来说我到底要做些什么事情。
I want to be involved in more physical activity.
我愿意做更多的在这个身体上的这些活动。
I want to change some of my eating habits as well.
我要把我的饮食的习惯改变。
I want to look at my schedule and begin to schedule things differently this year.
我要看我的这个每日的时辰表，要安排不同的时辰。
I want to communicate to family and friends in a different way as well.
我愿意跟我的这个家人，跟我的朋友，能够跟他有更好的交通。
Another thing that's very important for me is that I want to put more excitement into my life this year.
更要紧的是，我愿意把我们再把今年，我要更创造更多的新的刺激的人生。
But most important of all is I want to spend quality time with the Lord.
最要紧最要紧的是我要跟我的神有更高的品质的生活。
I believe that some time ago I may have mentioned to you that if you're not daily in God's word, you're missing out on something very special.
我记得我在这里跟你们分享过，如果你们不是每天在主的话语上的话，你们实在是不知道你所没有得到的是什么。
I encourage you to give God 7 minutes a day of your time reading His Word and praying. It will indeed change your life.
我劝你一天给神至少7分钟念他的话语祷告，你就完全有个不同的生活。
The Bible says we're to do our best to present ourselves to the Lord.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们能够做的为神做的更好的是什么呢？
To present ourselves as a workman that is approved and needs not to be ashamed.
所以我们要在神面前，我们愿意做一个实际去做一个实行的人，而且不必要觉得自己有什么可耻的。
It's the very reason why I chose this passage for us this morning to consider.
所以这就是我今天又选择这一处的经文做我们今天交通的主要的经文。
5 simple little verses, but I believe packed with a lot of important truth.
虽然这只有五节，但是这里真的是充满了神的这个真理。
Let's take a moment just to review what we just read.
让我们来看看，再回头来看看我们刚刚念的是哪一些。
It's a Passover celebration.
这已经过了逾越节。
Jesus has gathered his disciples with him.
他跟门徒在一起。
I'm not so sure that the disciples really understood what was taking place.
我不知道这些门徒当时是不是了解要发生了什么。
But Jesus clearly understood the mission that was before him.
然后耶稣基督明明完完全全晓得说神给他托付在他前面的是什么。
He knew that his time was drawing near to an end.
他知道说既然他知道他时间已经离世归父的时候到了。
Quite possibly the disciples and Jesus had been traveling from Bethany to this place where they met for this Passover celebration.
所以他们从那个伯大尼，然后再一直走到这里，到他们过逾越节的地方。
One of the Bible customs was that when one traveled, they traveled on dusty roads and only wore sandals.
那么在这个圣经那个时代，新约时代的时候，他们平常这个旅行走路的时候，都是穿了一双草鞋在那里走。
When they would come to the home where the Passover celebration was going to be held, generally a servant would wash their feet.
当他们穿了草鞋在这路上那个灰的路上走的时候，到了家里面，他这个有的时候佣人就会来替他们洗脚。
In this incident, in this passage of scripture, that did not take place.
在我们看到没有佣人在跟他洗脚。
I imagine if we were there, the disciples kind of would have looked one at another and said, "Are you going to wash the feet?"
我们假如在那的话，你就想到他门徒之间说，谁来洗脚啊？
But nothing was really said.
但是虽然这里没有记载。
Jesus knew that his time was drawing near, and this is very possibly would be the last time he would spend with them.
耶稣知道他自己离世归父的时间到了，而且他也知道可能这是最后一个机会了。
I think it's also important to notice that Jesus, being aware that he was going to be returning to the Father, did not show any sign of anxiety.
所以在我们看到说。耶稣知道他要离世归父的时间到了，但是他没有在外面上做出任何东西让门徒看出来。
It would appear in this scripture that we could read in, the meal had been prepared, and Jesus now was ready to sit down with his disciples to eat.
所以这里我们看到在逾越节的所有的食物饭食都准备好了。
But he realized that there was an important job to take place before they could move on.
所以他也晓得说这有个很重要的事情要做，让他们再往前走。
So Jesus took off his robe and put a towel around him.
所以这个耶稣基督就把他 自己这个外衣脱下来，然后就拿了一个毛巾、手巾在那把腰竖起来。
The scripture says that he got some water in a basin and then began to wash the disciples' feet.
圣经上说，随后他就把水倒在盆里面，然后他就洗门徒的脚。
You see, the reason this was so important was that Jesus simply wanted to express to his disciples that he loved them to the very end.
所以这是最重要一个，要说明的就是说，耶稣要让他的门徒知道他爱他们，是非常的爱他们。
There is no greater expression of love than to serve one another.
这个爱的表现没有比去服侍人更大了。
Another point for us to be aware of in this passage of scripture, Jesus knew that in the midst of these disciples was one who was going to deny him and sell him out.
你要知道，他在洗门徒脚的时候，他明明知道在三门徒中间有一个人要卖他。
I was reading a little children's Bible the other day, and I found it very interesting about this story.
我在看那个儿童的那个圣经。他们那个圣经上是怎么写的？
This is just a little piece of humor, but this is how a child sometimes views the scriptures.
这虽然是一个儿童的圣经，你就看见以小孩子的眼光来看这个事情。
The child writing about Judas Iscariot could not really pronounce Iscariot.
他说在这个小孩子圣经上写这个这个加略人。犹大的时候，他不能够再用的 Iscariot， 他没有办法来那个发这个音。
So in writing his story about Judas, he wrote about Judas Asparagus.
他就写说，犹大那个
Asparagus，
犹大那个芦笋。
You know, no matter how, sometimes we can learn something from children.
所以我们知道，从小孩子我们可以学到很多东西。
Jesus recognized in his midst was somebody who had sold him out.
所以耶稣知道在他们中间有一个人已经把他卖掉了。
But no matter what, Jesus was going to express his love to the very end.
所以不管即使有人要已经把他出卖了，他还是把他的爱彰显出来到一直到最后。
I imagine this morning in my midst are someone who has been disappointed by somebody else.
我相信在我们中间一定有人会对一些人很失望。
Your heart has been broken by their action or their lack of concern.
也许你为他有些人的不关心，也许做的事情你的心为他而碎掉。
You find it very difficult to be around them because of what you know and what you've experienced.
你可以因为这个人行为，你就说我实在没有办法跟他在一起。
It would seem to me that Jesus, in the midst of these disciples, knowing this was the end, he loved them to the very end.
所以对我来讲，耶稣知道这个中间有人要卖他，但是就是知道他仍然是把他的爱。完全彰显出来。
And he lived that out by washing their feet.
怎么彰显呢？就是用他洗脚这个事实来彰显出来。
Serving those he loved.
就是说，他要来属于，就是说，完全是为他所爱的人去服侍他们。
There's three simple little things that I want us to learn from this passage this morning.
三个小事情我们要从这一段的圣经来学到。
And let me apologize for not having some written notes for you today, but that won't happen again.
好，让我很抱歉，我平常都是给你们发一个小的单张，今天没有，但是我告诉你，下次不会发生，我一定带个单张来。
As I've been moving my office from here to home, I haven't had all of the tools in order to get the job done.
因为我正在搬家，从这个教会的这个办公室搬到家里面，所以那一切我还没有完全弄好。
But let me share with you these three simple little points. I think you can remember them quite easily.
让我可以一样，但是我一样可以把这三个要点给你们分享。
In this passage, Jesus had nothing to prove.
在这个整个这一段圣经是耶稣没有办法证明。
You see, Jesus wasn't competing with the other disciples.
因为耶稣不是跟他的门徒在比赛。
He wasn't in competition with the world.
他不是跟世界上在比赛。
He was just living out what the Father sent him to do.
他只是照了父要他在世界上怎么样子活，他就活出来了。
In the same manner, Jesus has sent us in the world with nothing to prove.
同样的，耶稣把我们放到世界上，我们不是要去跟人家去证明是什么东西。
But to live out what He has taught us.
我们耶稣基督就是要我们自己把他耶稣活出来。
This morning before the service began, Ron and I were having just a little conversation of good morning, how are you?
在今天我们崇拜之前，这个翻译的人跟牧师在这里有一点在有一点小小的这个问安。
Ron made one incredible statement.
他说这个翻译的人就讲了一个事情。
He said, I don't know what I would do without Jesus in my life every day.
他说，我不知道，如果没有耶稣基督的话，我的每天的生活怎么样子能够活下来。
You see, that's why we need to read God's word.
这就是我们每天要念圣经的原因。
So we know how to live it out and experience it in our life.
所以我们能够再把我们，把耶稣基督能够在我们生命中间活出来。
Jesus had nothing to prove, and he had no pride to hold him back.
所以耶稣基督不需要向人家证明什么东西，他也没有什么自己很自傲的东西要把他抓住。
Jesus could have very easily said to the disciples, "Which one of you are going to wash the feet?"
所以耶稣很可以跟他的十二个门说，哎，你们中间十二个人谁愿意出来洗脚？
But Jesus simply took off his robe and began to wash their feet.
但是耶稣没有这样做，耶稣就是他把他自己的外袍脱掉，然后他就去做了。
He humbled himself before them.
他谦卑，在他的门徒面前谦卑下来。
Did you notice that our passage of scripture said that Jesus had all authority in him?
你记不记得我们念的说，这个圣经上讲说，这个他已经知道说，父神已经把所有的事件通通都给他了。
God gave him all the understanding, all of the knowledge that was needed.
把所有的世界上的所有的这些一切所需要了解的所有世界上的学问都给了他了。
Yet Jesus showed his disciples and continues to show us his love by washing our feet.
但是耶稣基督却选择了说，他怎么样子去为他的在他门徒面前表现出来，就是为他们洗脚。
You might ask the question, how does Jesus wash our feet today?
你会问说，那耶稣基督今天怎么样子来洗我们的脚呢？
It's through his spirit that comes to us and teaches us and moves us in the ways that we should go.
耶稣基督今天洗我们，就是从他给我们的灵里面告诉我们，来这个启示我们要怎么样子跟随他去。
Jesus had nothing to prove.
耶稣基督不需要证明他是什么。
The second factor in this passage that I think is important for us is
第二点，我在这里面很重要的，我觉得
Jesus had nothing to lose.
耶稣基督没有什么东西可以失去的。
You see, because he knew he was going to pay the ultimate price.
因为他知道他会为了世界，他要付上最后的代价。
And that price was to go to the cross and die for our sins.
那个代价就是说要上十字架，为我们世人付上这个代价。
There was absolutely no retreat.
这已经是没有办法退回来了。
And as you think of Jesus dying on the cross from us, he never once tried to retreat from what God had called him to do.
记不记得圣经上记载，耶稣基督死在十字架上走下去，当他祷告完了以后，他走过去了，没有一点点要想退缩的意思。
As I think of what I can do better this new year,
当我想到说我们今年要 怎么样做才会比去年做得更好呢？
Would be to tell people about God's great love through His Son Jesus Christ.
就是要告诉世人，告诉所有的这一切，就是耶稣基督怎么爱我们。
To stand up for what I believe and know is truth from God's word.
为我们所信的要站起来，然后知道这是一个真理。
Just as we sang this morning, more love to Thee, O Master.Let it be our prayer.
就像我们今天唱的说，我们要多多的向耶稣，我们要多多的向我们的主。
Jesus had nothing to prove.
耶稣基督不必要去证明他是谁。
Jesus had nothing to lose.
耶稣基督他没有东西可以。
And Jesus had nothing to hide from.
所以耶稣基督也没有什么可以，有什么不可告人之事。
You see, Jesus simply lived out the truth of the Father.
他耶稣基督只是把神的真理活出来。
He fulfilled everything that the Father had asked him to do.
他成就了父神要他所要做的事情。
In the same manner, Christ has given us the Holy Spirit so that we can fulfill what we've been called to do.
同样的，今天耶稣基督由于圣灵的指引，告诉我们耶稣基督要我们所做的什么事情。
And what is that that we've been called to do?
耶稣基督要我们做的是什么？
It's to serve one another.
是服侍，彼此服侍。
And secondly, it is to go with the gospel.
然后要去为去传扬福音。
There are people all around us that are without a Savior today.
我们在我们周遭有多少人没有耶稣基督在他们的心里？
And we have good news.
所以我们跟他讲，我们对他有一个好的消息。
The good news can be celebrated in that Jesus loves you.
这是好的福音，就是耶稣基督爱你。
And has a wonderful plan for you.
而且对你的生命中间有一个大的一个计划在你身上。
That plan is to bring you great prosperity through His love.
这个计划就是说，要神要大大的祝福你，是由于他的爱给你了以后，你就得到祝福。
My wife and I have chosen for an email address.
我的太太跟我选择我们的 email 的这个地址。
JM 2911 JM 2911 JM 2911. It simply means Jeremiah 2911.
这个就是说 Jeremiah 旧约 Jeremiah 29:11.
Jeremiah 2911 says, I have a plan for you.
Jeremiah 29:11这里说，我有对你有一个计划。
Why don't you read it for him, Ron?
耶利米书29:11，这里告诉我们说，人的脚受的蹄都不。I read Ezekiel. Sorry, just a moment.
It didn't sound right to me.
Okay, 29. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:10. Oh, in Chinese, sorry. 11节。搞不清。耶和华说，I should read English to prove 对。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是赐灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
The good news is that God has a plan for every one of us.
所以这个所有的福音是告诉我们说，神在我们每个人心上，他有一个计划在我们身上。
Nothing to prove.
没有需要可以他要来证明什么。
Nothing to lose.
他没有觉得说他失去了什么。
Nothing to hide.
他没有觉得他有什么不可告人之事。
Simply to serve one another.
简简单单的就是要去服侍。
Thank you, Father, for this good news.
Dear Heavenly Father, 谢谢主，你给我们这个新的这个所有的这个 福音。
We thank you, Father, that you put aside pride, you put aside competition in order to teach us how to serve one another.
你把我们彼此的这种骄傲，彼此的互相的竞争都放在一边，叫我们彼此来服侍。
Father, this morning, this hour of worship has been our Passover celebration.
主啊，今天这一个崇拜的时间就是我们逾越节以后的时间。
Thank you for instructing us from your word.
谢谢你告诉我们从你的话语教导我们。
And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督圣名在这里祷告。阿门。
谢谢法师姐。